this past year, you have chosen to devote to the awareness of truth, the truth within you that all is one. I have spoken to you of many things. This day is not to review. This day is for love, for peace, for hope, and for courage. Henceforth, you shall move out into your world through your life as a different being. It is not possible for you to spend 1 year with this Course in Miracles, with yourself, with me, and with your God, and yet be unchanged. We have spoken this year of many things. Behind it all is the simple goal of creation: peace, absolute peace, joy, absolute joy, and simple, unbridled happiness. That is God's will for you and for all of creation. That is my will for you. That is your own will for yourself and all your brothers. Truly, the peace of God goes beyond understanding. It is not something we can speak of in words. It is something you experience within your being. When the experience is there, the words are free to pass away. Indeed, in heaven there are no words, only peace. I've spoken to you of your thinking. I have told you many times, your goal is not to think, but to go beyond your thinking, to go beyond your analyzing and your internal debating, to go beyond your sense or feeling that you must choose what you shall do, what you shall say, where you shall go. For always that generates conflict, and the peace of God is without conflict. I have spoken to you many times of your values and how it is that your values create your belief in what you are, your belief in what this world is, and your belief in what you should do, and therefore your belief in choice itself. I have told you not to value the things of this world, for they are not part of you, and they do not have to do with your true nature as the Son of God. Thus it is that without your values, you do not face the dilemma of choice. Then choice becomes nothing more than freedom. You never have to choose between two options, for you always have everything. Hear me well. You are the Son of God. God has given you Himself. And truly, you have everything. And in your completeness, you are free. You are so free that truly everything you experience is of your own making and your own choice. Rejoice to know that. For in the awareness that everything is of your own creation is to be found the awareness of true freedom. I have also told you that your imaginings of evil, of sin, and guilt, and sorrow, and misery, and illness, and death, are truly but imaginings. I have told you that in your silence, as you let go of your thoughts, you shall hear the voice of God, which shall carry you beyond all the miseries of the world. I have asked you to take the leap of faith. Ultimately, the leap of faith is your advancement, your growth, your movement, to the point at which you can say with victory, I do not know. As you, with your thinking mind, say, I do not know, you shall open yourself to the oneness we all share, and then, out of the oneness, you shall know. you shall know, without choice and without conflict. You shall merely live your life. You shall be blessed, and you shall be free. This world is based on the belief that beings can be separate. The building block of this world is the fear that comes from the belief in separation. Well, the separation is not so. I have said to you, your brother is yourself. I have said to you, everything you give is given to yourself. Over this you have no choice. Your brother is a pathway to your freedom and your salvation. For as you see your brother as yourself, then you allow him your own freedom. You free him from your own sin. You release him from your own guilt. And in your awareness that he cannot die, you find your own eternal life. But on the other side, when you extend anger or your fears to your brother, truly, you bring them upon yourself. You are God, you are free, and you are your brother. I've spoken to you of the absence of time and the absence of space. You are spirit. You are not a body. You are not of this world. True, you can walk this world in peace and joy for as long as you like and as often as you like. Simply, never allow yourself to be trapped by the belief that this world, its time and its space and its bodies, including your own, has anything whatsoever to do with what you are in spirit as the Son of God. The world you see holds nothing that you want. There is nothing here to be valued, simply because nothing here has any effect on what you are as the Son of God. As you go into the world, go in peace, go in freedom, and in the holy instant when you sit and are still, always there shall come to your mind the awareness of what it is that your real self, the child of God, truly hungers for and desires to do. Then you may follow that path without reservation. And I tell you this, never shall you go alone. It is not possible for you to be alone. If ever you feel alone, pause and be silent, letting go of the past and the future, dwelling, if even for a moment, in the holy instant. And I shall be there. Go then in peace and in love and in freedom, knowing that you shall never be alone. Truly, as I said 2,000 years ago, and which is still true today, and which shall be true for all of your time, I shall not leave you comfortless. Blessings, blessings upon you all. That is all. From Journey Beyond Words by Brent Haskell.